Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? We've all been there, right? Those moments when everything feels overwhelming and that inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about being soft or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think about it. We're so quick to forgive others their mistakes, but when we stumble, the self-judgment can be brutal. This isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool for resilience. When we practice self-compassion, we build emotional strength and learn to navigate challenges with grace. So, how do we cultivate this inner kindness? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become your own best friend, especially during those hard times. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First things first, don't try to sweep your difficulties under the rug. Ignoring them won't make them disappear. Instead, acknowledge what you're going through. Recognize the pain, the frustration, the fear, whatever it is. By openly accepting your experience, you create space for healing and growth. It's like saying to yourself, okay, this is tough, but I'm here with myself feeling it all. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend confiding in you about their struggles. What would you say? You wouldn't berate them or tell them they're not good enough, right? You'd probably offer words of comfort and encouragement, reminding them of their strengths and past victories. Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with compassion and understanding, just like you would a dear friend. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can go into overdrive during stressful times? We get caught in a loop of negative thoughts, spiraling down into self-criticism. Mindfulness helps us break free from that cycle. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your body sensations. This brings you back to the here and now and helps you detach from those unhelpful thought patterns. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get bogged down by what we lack, but focusing on what we have can shift our perspective. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's the warmth of your home, a delicious meal, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude helps us appreciate the good in our lives and build resilience during challenging times. 5. Remember your impermanence. Everything changes. That's the nature of life. The challenges we face today won't last forever. Remind yourself that this too shall pass. Just like seasons change, so do circumstances. By recognizing the impermanent nature of our experiences, we can find solace and hope knowing that things will eventually shift. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend who just lost their job talk about a rough day. They're feeling anxious, discouraged, maybe even angry at themselves. Instead of jumping to conclusions or offering unsolicited advice, how about you approach them with compassion? Acknowledge their feelings, offer a listening ear, and remind them of their past accomplishments and resilience. You see, that's the power of self-compassion. It's not just about feeling good. It's about showing up for ourselves and others with kindness and understanding, especially during those challenging times. So, what's your takeaway? Remember to treat yourself with the same kindness you offer a friend. Acknowledge your struggles, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and remember that things are always changing. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of self-compassion. You could be their rocks or guide through tough times. And if you found this helpful, leave a review. It helps others find the power of Stoicism too. Until tomorrow, keep that inner compass pointing towards kindness and resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.